A very quiet Kent station here this lunchtime, where dozens of rail workers are circling the entrances to the station with no resolution in sight. Red FM News has learned that all of the Cork Rail staff here are taking part in the strike, which the NBRU says is unprecedented. However, the union also says it doesn't want Transport Minister Shane Ross to intervene, but that's not the feeling of all rail workers here on the ground in Cork.
He should be here trying to get the unions and the company back to talks. At the end of the day, he is the Minister for Transport. But where is he? At the day of the first strike, he was tweeting about the Manchester United game. That shows the amount of interest that Shane Ross has in this transport system in Ireland.
Meanwhile, management at Irish Rail have asked unions to go back to the Labour Court, but workers don't believe it would achieve a workable deal. Executive member with the NBRU, John Ford, told Red FM News they won't back down. And while they're apologetic for the disruption caused to passengers, they have no choice.
We apologise. Nobody wants to see passengers just come out like that, but we've been left with no choice. People have young families and same costs as anybody else, and people are without potentially 5 days' pay and run up to Christmas, you know.
Three more strike days before Christmas are on the cards, which could cause massive disruption for the shopping season. But for now, the workers say they're standing firm. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Kent Station.